The fences are good. There's water in the pond, so it's time to turn cattle into this new pasture, right? Well, not so fast. Is the water suitable for livestock consumption? Cow-calf field specialist Robin Selverson with SDSU Extension states, water is the number one nutrient for livestock and is critical for the health and productivity of those animals. She says a visual inspection of livestock water cannot determine suitability for consumption.
One of the most simple things we can test for is just the total salinity of that water and the salt content. And there are meters out there that can do that for you. A simple quick test is what we call it.
This quick test can be performed with a handheld electroconductivity meter, available from numerous suppliers and online. SDSU Extension offices may also run this quick test for free. The EC meter measures total salts in a sample, but it cannot determine sulfate levels, nitrates, alkalinity, or toxins from blue-green algae. For these, samples must be analyzed by a lab. Selverson encourages ranchers to check their water quality from all sources, not just surface ponds.
In the past, I have tested wells that are high in total salt content, and additionally, we sent it in for further testing, and specifically high in sulfates. And so I highly encourage producers to even test their wells. Wells can go bad.
Water quality and its impact on livestock performance is just one of the many topics to be covered at this summer's grazing schools, hosted by the South Dakota Grasslands Coalition. Schools are set for next week in Wall, mid-July near Summit, and early September at Chamberlain. Find the details at sdgrass.org. I'm Pam Geppert, reporting for the South Dakota Grasslands Coalition.